Well, wonderful. Well, what a special day for you today as you receive your first Holy Communion. And I want to start out by a simple thank you to you who are receiving communion for the first time. Because you remind us that we should be just as excited to receive communion each and every time we go to communion as you are today receiving it for the very first time. That's why it's so wonderful to be able to celebrate these sacraments on a Sunday Mass and with everyone, because you remind us of what an incredible gift it is and the true celebration it is to receive communion. And so I want to thank you for giving us this reminder of what a great gift it is for us. And it's a reminder to all of us that we should receive communion as if it's the very first time, just like our second graders this evening. Well, I'm sure that you've done a lot to prepare this year, right? And you've probably had a lot of classes and have learned a lot. And so I want to kind of dive into some of what you've learned, okay? So I'm going to start off with a really kind of tough question, but maybe a really important one, because I'm sure you've learned it. What can you tell me about transubstantiation? No? That's okay. I can talk about it a little bit. So, transubstantiation is... Did you hear something? I heard a little rustling. Hold on. Well, look who snuck in here today, huh? Now, he hasn't made an appearance in the school as much as he did last year, but do any of you remember or know who this is? He's my bunny. Yep, he is. And his name is Scissors. So this is Scissors the bunny, and I've had Scissors for about 5 years now, but I've known him longer. And Scissors has, and I have been through 5 years, which has been great. But Scissors has gone through a lot. And there's a particular story about Scissors that I want to share with you today, and I think will help us really kind of get to know also what's happening to you today as well. Well, so before I met Scissors, Scissors lived in the forest with his brothers and sisters and his parents in the woods. And Scissors is a very mischievous bunny. As you can see, he likes hiding around and running off when I'm not paying attention. And so he was known to do this even when he was back at home. And so his parents often said to him, you know, Scissors, the forest, the woods, are a dangerous place for a little baby bunny. So you want to be careful when you're out there, when you're playing around, and you never want to be in the woods at night. Well, one day, Scissors was out playing with his friends, the squirrels, the butterflies, the chipmunks, and they were playing around, and one by one, they began to say, you know, Scissors, we've played a long time. It's time for us to go on home. But Scissors wasn't ready to go home. He wanted to keep exploring the forest. And so he starts hopping around and exploring all the different sights of and sounds of the forest, and it's starting to get darker and darker, because the day's coming to a close. And so he thinks, and he says to himself, well, I should probably start looking and finding my way back home. Well, as he starts doing so, Scissors is starting to get a little nervous because he's not recognizing anything that he's seen. And he's like, uh-oh, I don't know where home is. But he keeps bouncing around and looking for something that might look familiar, but as he's doing this, it's continuing to get darker and darker and darker. And now Scissors is remembering the words of his parents about how dangerous the forest can be at night. And he has no clue where he is. And so it's starting to get really dusky out and very dark, and so he starts to say, well, you know what, I better just find a little hole to hide in until I can maybe start looking for home again tomorrow morning. Well, he's just about to do this when all of a sudden he hears this rustling in these bushes off to the side. And he looks over and he sees these two big red glowing eyes. And out of these bushes comes this red animal with a fluffy orange tail. What do you think he saw? It was a fox. Yeah, there was a fox that came out. Well, Scissors was old enough to know what Fox's favorite dinner item is. It's baby bunnies. And so Scissors starts running and hopping away as fast as he can. And as he's going, he hears the fox chasing after him. And so as Scissors is going, he's hopping around and zigzagging and trying to get away from the fox. And he looks behind him and he sees that the fox is getting closer and closer to him. And because Scissors was looking behind him, he didn't see that there was a tree root in front of him. And so he hits the tree root and he goes tumbling. And he's about to get back up to resume running away when all of a sudden a big heavy paw comes down and pushes him back down to the ground. And he looks up and it's the fox. And he looks and he sees the fox's big, red, scary eyes. He sees the fox's sharp teeth and the fox's drooling. He smells the fox's stinky breath. Foxes have really smelly breath, if you've ever smelled one. And as he's watching as the fox's jaws are getting closer and closer to him, and so Scissors, in panic, squeaks out a little. He goes, "Help me." And if you don't know, that's exactly what a baby bunny sounds like. I've practiced many years to get it down. Well, right at that time when Scissors says, "Help me," all of a sudden, the fox is picked up and he's tossed it back into the darkness of the forest. And Scissors is like, "Well, what just happened?" When he looks up, and what does Scissors see? But he sees this big giant standing over him. And now Scissors is a little confused. He's thinking, "Well, I've traded a fox for a giant. I don't know how much safer I am here." And yet he's so scared he can't move. And the giant bends down and he picks up little Scissors. And the giant's holding Scissors with a firm but gentle grasp. And the giant takes Scissors and he holds him just like this. And as Scissors is beginning to kind of calm down, all of a sudden he begins to hear something. And it sounds like this. What is he hearing? He's hearing the giant's heartbeat, yeah. And the giant's heartbeat is such a calming and beautiful sound that all the fear goes away from Scissors and he begins to fall asleep, actually. And so when Scissors, and then all of a sudden when Scissors wakes up, he finds himself back at home. He's in his own bed, back with his brothers and sisters and his parents. And so he runs up and he runs to his family and he hugs them and he says how happy he is to see them and that he's never going to go running off like that again. And yet, Scissors knows that no matter what happens to him, there's this giant who's looking over for him and always ready to help him if all he does is ask for help. Okay, so that's the story. Now, there's some meaning to the story, as you may guess. And the characters in the story kind of represent different people. And so let's maybe start with maybe the easier. Well, let's start with Scissors. Who do you think Scissors is in the story? Yeah, Scissors is us. Is all the people, right? Because aren't we all just at our heart just little baby bunnies, right? So Scissors is us, exactly. And if we think about then, this, we'll see if you can get this one, who the fox is. If we are little baby bunnies, who's the fox? The devil, yeah, right? Yeah, the devil's scary and he's after little baby bunnies, uh-huh. Well, then that might give the clue then to who the giant is then. The giant is God, yes, which is important to remember because as scary as the fox is, right, we saw what does God do? He just picks him up and tosses him aside like he's nothing. So it's a reminder of just how great and powerful God is. Now, this is going to get a little more in-depth, though. So if we think of the giant as God, we also, the heartbeat is also someone, but it's a person of God who you said before. Why don't you repeat your answer? Jesus, yeah. The heartbeat is Jesus. So the giant's God the Father, and the heartbeat is Jesus. I share this story because what happened with scissors is exactly what happens to you today and every single time that you receive Holy Communion. Because in fact, the Eucharist is the heart of God. It's Jesus. And whenever we receive communion, it's as if God picks us up and holds us close and presses us against his heart so that we can hear the calming, beautiful sound of his heartbeat. That's what Holy Communion is. And that's what you're going to be able to experience for the very first time today, and hopefully many times every time you come to Mass, that you get to experience God picking you up and placing you by his heart. That's why today is so special and so wonderful, because it's a reminder that no matter, like scissors, sometimes we go through life and we get scared because life can seem kind of dark at times. We can go through life and we can feel directionless and lost. We don't know where home is. And we can sometimes feel as if kind of the fox is after us. And yet whenever we come to communion, it's a reminder to us that even in those moments, all we need to do is call out to God, the giant in our life, and he is there to help us. Most importantly, to pick us up, place him by his heart, and then lead us back home, all the while hearing the beautiful sound of his heartbeat. And so one thing I encourage you to do, and I like to do after I receive communion, is try to listen to my own heartbeat, because it's a reminder of God's love for us, that every time we hear that heartbeat, it's his heartbeat saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And so communion is this beautiful time to be reminded of the love that God gives you all the time, but particularly when you get to receive his own very heart, Jesus' heart, in communion. And so that's why we're so excited, and today is such a special day for you, for you're going to be able to hear his heartbeat for the very first time. It's a wonderful reminder to all of us how great it is for us to hear his heartbeat as well. And so as you come up to receive communion, remember that you're receiving Jesus' heart, and do your best to hear the beautiful words that he speaks to you each and every day. I love you, I love you, I love you. But he speaks to it in the language of a very special sound. Okay, you can go back to your seats.